Hurry in during Ram Truck Month, where you'll find J.D. Power's number one brand and new vehicle quality in 2021. And right now, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. For 2021 J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Not compatible with any other offer. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 3/31/2022.
The Art of Relationships radio show is copyrighted, and no use in part or full is to be used without written express consent from the Art of Relationships radio show or myself, Greg Dazinski.
Licensed relationship and sex counselor Greg Dazinski, also known as Master G, the Art of Relationships will cover crucial elements in rebuilding emotional and physical intimacy in your romantic relationships. He will also welcome live calls from listeners and help him with these very challenges. Heard of the old repetitive and tiresome tit-for-tat arguments? Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a quick, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and climax to a happier you. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, but to some of us, he is simply known as Master G.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Art of Relationships radio show. This is Greg Dazinski. Welcome again. It's Sunday night. Hopefully everybody had tricks or treats this weekend going on. Going to be talking about body image, maybe self-improvement. Why in the hell does it take, after you break up, go through a divorce, to fix yourself up physically? Hey, what about physically? What about mentally as well? Joining me now is CJ, upcoming therapist herself in the future. Going to give some invites from a woman's point of view. And hopefully you give us a call, okay? 586-840-8608. You can join us on live chat as well. Make sure you check out Facebook, The Art of Relationships, as well as The Art of Relationships radio show. Say hi, CJ. What's up?
Good evening to all the listeners. I am CJ. I am a student presently in one of Mr. Master G's class. And I would just like to say good evening, and let's get this topic started.
Okay. Why is it? What's your point, CJ, about going on with all the body image changes? I know we're talking about this in class, how inappropriate for the class I'm teaching we're in. But why do you think people wait, men and women? I don't think it's a gender bias, gender stereotype. It's not just women doing it. Say they lose weight, man. They go out, and we're talking about it today, about people going and getting their teeth white, maybe boob jobs going on. Guys start hitting the gym, trying to beef up muscle.
Right.
Why is that when they don't work or work this stuff out in relationships and try to take care of themselves? What's your intake?
Well, what I want to say is that majority of the time, if the man is not complimenting the woman, he has to remember she did have his children. And her body is going to change anyway. But if he's not telling her in a good way or during the pregnancy that she looks good or she's pretty today, she's going to have body image problems. And then she's going to think she has to do things to keep him. She would go get a boob job or get her teeth whitened just to keep his attention.
But what happens if he does compliment her? You know, throughout the relationship, even when she's pregnant and, you know, getting larger with the, you know, going trimester, the third trimester and everything, getting larger, and still thinks she's beautiful even after giving birth, props her up, gives her props, compliments, affirmations, everything, mm-hmm. And it's just about her, and then all of a sudden she don't feel good about herself, then a relationship ends, go through a divorce with a breakup, and all of a sudden she freaking hits Vic Tanny and getting off freaking Victoria's Secret body going on. Why is she doing that Like, she's out hunting for another man, and how come she ain't doing it? And don't get, men do it too. They get the old beer belly flat going where they're covering up their, you know, their little wee-wee, whatever, and they can't see it because their belly going on. But then they start hitting the gym, losing weight. Like, they're out there, well, I'll say beaver hunting, but out women hunting.
Right.
What is up with that?
Well, I think what happens is they start with a new attitude, and there's a person brewing in the back. There's someone they have met, and they are complimenting them. And guess what? They start changing. They start wearing more cologne, working out, doing things that will cause the new person to keep their attention. But again, they have the wife or the husband at home. They don't feel secure in that relationship anymore.
Why do you think that is? Like I said, I'm being devil's advocate here.
I am too.
Say the compliments are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the affirmations are there. Say the, you know, stereotypical husband-wife scenario is giving her props, thinking she's sexy, beautiful, woman of my dreams, and she goes, maybe 350.
She's not feeling it herself.
Ah, so why does it take going through a divorce or breakup to start getting that body fine?
Because their thinking changes.
Why?
Because they have that attention for themselves before they had children.
I get that.
And I think the attention changes because most of their attention go to their children. And then they don't realize that they've lost themselves. See, a lot of the women, they go into this, they take on the man's identity when they get in a marriage or a relationship. They forget who they are because they're so busy trying to please them and they're not pleasing themselves. So what happens, she realizes she has to take care of the kids and she forget her body image is just as important. But because her life is going on so drastically and fast, she's not keeping that in mind. So her body image thoughts changes.
Cool. Hey, CJ, we got a caller tonight. Like I said, all callers can be anonymous unless they throw out their names at us. I won't ask. Okay. Hey, this is Greg Master G, the Art of Relationships. Hey, what's going on this evening? Not too bad. You're on air. What do you want to say about body image and why women, hey, men too, might get fine, you know, GQ all styling, Ebony all styling going on. They looking all fine, but they don't do that until after the breakup or going through divorce. Why do you think that is? Ooh.
Oh, we like that.
You know what? You got to give us some more insights on that. Say, as I don't know if you heard CJ and myself were talking about, you know, say if the guy, you know, it both, you know, men, women do this. Man, they lose weight, beef up, get the teeth whitened, maybe get a boob job going on. Well, maybe not guys, but the women get boob jobs going on. Why? And the guy, say the husband compliments the wife, thinks she's beautiful and everything, whatever. They start going on. She don't feel good about herself. End up getting divorced, and all of a sudden she starts dropping weight, looking all fine, hitting the gym, Vic Tanny, Weight Watchers, whatever. How come she doesn't do it beforehand? And he's complimenting her every day, and he's genuine. So what would make her start making those changes while in the relationship? Meaning,
okay, I just want to ask you a question. So you in agreement with me that it takes her to have her own self-esteem rather than him giving her those compliments. If she don't feel good about herself, that's where she loses and decides that her body image needs to change.
Oh, I agree on that. It's almost like the old scenario. If caller, if you're still there, you know, it's the old scenarios. You know, husbands, boyfriends can give their girlfriends, wives compliments, think they're beautiful and everything, and they get the old scenario. You know what? You're just telling me that because you're my husband, because you're my boyfriend, and then some stranger, you know, sort of starts flirting, thinking you're fine, and all of a sudden you guys are all giggly, all that. Why is that?
Well, it's the same, like the caller said. It's not so much about the physical, it's about how he sees her. And no matter how many compliments he give her, she has to really believe that herself.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. It's got to come from within. Mm-hmm. That's why I talk about, you know, numerous shows about self-esteem and all that. But what would make someone not believe, say, her husband or boyfriend when he gives her compliments, but then gets all giddy when, say, a stranger flirts with her or gives her compliments?
It's She's a new like, compliment.
But what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, whoa, you hold on. You missed what I said, though. What if he's genuine and he means it? He ain't just telling her. He means it. He sees her that way.
Again,
she's all bored with it.
But if she don't have her own perception of
who
she is, that's where the problem comes in at.
I completely agree with you two ladies.
Mm-hmm. Looking in.
I agree with that 100%. So what would you take, caller, for, say, the woman in this case, to get that confidence from within and say, I'm going to do it for myself and nobody else, and not wait until a divorce or breakup?
That's
the key. And I agree.
Right.
I agree with CJ. And even with clients and everything I talk about, it doesn't matter what everybody says to
that's
you.
Right.
You know, it could be parents, friends, whatever. You're great. You're great. Until you feel it within yourself and it comes from
it
within.
It means nothing.
Not that you're going to be, you know, arrogant and all this stuff like CJ, but but
oh,
we
really,
got
Greg?
Now my real self starts coming out, man. But when I agree. You got to feel it. It's got to come from within inside yourself. Mm-hmm. And the true confidence.
That's right.
I agree. Not
that's
arrogance,
right.
But, you know, I'm doing this for myself.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's
awesome.
Right. That's right, caller. That's right. And again, you know, if we can get a lot of women to start to look at body image of their own in their own eyes, we would have a more positive outlook when it comes to relationships. Because, again,
no,
that's
I agree.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Hey, caller, don't be prejudiced about popsicle sticks.
But social media definitely have given them that type of image.
I was talking to a buddy of mine at the earlier today, and we're talking about even racial, cultural differences about body images and what's sexy, what's healthy, and everything else. And we're also talking about, you know, mostly, not always, but we're getting about the African-American women, black women versus white women. And we're talking about, you know, they can be maybe thicker, larger. And we're talking about, you know, they can think they got confidence. You know, a white woman like that doesn't have confidence. And it's we're talking about.
Well,
and it's true.
Excuse me, Greg. I don't know where you live, but I've seen some heavier white women that have confidence.
I'm not saying as a whole.
Paul Mitchell Hair School.
I'm talking the general. I agree, CJ. I'm getting slammed here. Sweet. I'm talking about, I agree, as a general. as a general sense. I agree. There are white women. I'm not saying, you know,
but,
me.
But because
it
of
always
social
depends.
Media.
Because of social media and all
magazines,
that stuff. Why, you know,
we're
wondering why.
Stick figures.
Yeah, why mm-hmm. why do they come off, you know, confident? You know, and we're wondering if it has a lot to do with the body image, how they're raised.
No.
If their mama's always telling them, you don't think that has anything?
No.
Telling them they're beautiful.
No,
they're,
no, because you know what? Those
okay,
skinny
cool.
stick figures
yes.
is the ones that have the most problems. They
I
are
agree.
The ones sitting on your couch telling you
hey,
when
hey,
I grew
hey,
up.
Hey. It's job security. That's job security now.
But
yeah, you got the collar all cracking
but,
up now. Hilarious.
But that's it again. Those are the women that have the demons once they're done with their careers. That cannot. Those are the ones that go and get the boob jobs,
ooh.
And the husband leaves them. They're the ones that get the Botox in their lips because they want to make their lips appear bigger, and their husbands still leave them. So again,
you know what?
It's
yeah.
about self worth. It's about self-worth.
Thank you so much. I agree. So, caller, you want us to let you go now? Awesome. Thanks
too.
So much.
Have a good night.
Yeah, take care, man. Call in again. We'd love to hear from you. Tell your friends, family, whatever, man. Your men, women, whatever you're into.
Good night.
Oh,
thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you much. Okay.
Good night.
Take care. Thanks so much. Oh, cool. Some good insights from the caller going on. I agree. It comes from within the self and all this. And the main trigger is, what would it take for people to try to, in a relationship, do you think it's more emotional than that people keep up their body image? Or do you think, like you said, I agree. You know, most couples, whatever, that if there's no kids involved, I get that. Mm-hmm. But when there's kids involved, all the attention goes with the kids. You start losing yourself. Mm-hmm. But do you think a lot of men and women think that they're too busy, whatever? Do you think any of that, CJ, is that they're just being exhausted, or maybe they're being too lazy and complacent when it gets that? Here, we got each other. Now I don't have to do anything
yes,
to keep
them. Yes, I have to agree. A lot of people get comfortable in their relationships, whereas before the relationship, they actually were working out. They were actually caring about things that they ate. But once you get in a relationship and you get comfortable, you lose who you are. Again, you develop an identity together, and then you both get comfortable. But what happens when that comfort leaves and your normal life continues on, and then you meet somebody that actually tells you you're cute or you're pretty outside your relationship is when we start having problems.
And that's what I tell with couples and all this. Boy, CJ, you sound like you got a fantastic hell of a teacher.
Thank you. I do.
As I'm being a smart ass. But they, I get this with couples all the time. They become, you know, comfortable, complacent. And I always look at what's, you know, what's going on as far as, you know, body image aspects. And it's huge. And it's also huge, you know, with men and women, how it affects their sexuality. And they might not want to have, you know, sex with the lights on because they're embarrassed about body image and everything else. And I find a lot that it almost feels like it's useless. And like you said, they get so comfortable, all the attention goes with the kids. You know, they get busy, work, all this aspect, mm-hmm. that they might not have time, they might get exhausted. And no time to work out, and let's face it, healthy food, mm-hmm. you know, all those mm-hmm. aspects.
And I was always told what you did to get them, continue while you're in the relationship.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, this is what happens. We get false self images because we haven't kept up with what we had prior to the relationship. And again, it's very important in a relationship to complement each other, no matter what size you get. Still, you should be able to complement each other.
I agree, CJ. That's a good point. And the big issue, like I mean, I rant and rave and I preach, if you will, what, you know, clients, students, you know, everybody out there, you got to be genuine, man. You don't just say, you know, I love you as a habit. And we talked about with the collar that, you know, women in this case, and it's also men, that, you know, you do things, you sit there, the hug, kiss, goodbye, and it's routine versus you feeling it. So if you think your woman, your man is hot, sexy, they want to see it in your eyes. And how do you do just say it, or are there actions you can do to make it happen? Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back shortly. And welcome. The Art of Relationships Radio Show. It's Greg Dazinski with guest host CJ coming in. Yeah. We'll take a few minutes of a break. Thanks so much. Again, make sure you give us a call after the break. 586-840-8608. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you much. If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion out, Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. This is Greg Dazinski, a.k.a. Master G, licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, also relationship sex expert. This radio show, as everybody knows, it's for everybody out there. My passion, helping everybody out there. So this is for you. I got a special guest, CJ, coming in, student future therapist herself down the road.
Good evening.
Hey, CJ. And talking about body image and mostly, you know, what causes men and women not to take care of themselves or maybe make changes that they want before they break up or go through a divorce. Oh, we got a caller on the line. Here we go, another caller. Arda Relationships Radio Show, you're on line with Greg and actually special guest CJ. Hey, what's up? What's this? This is Arda Relationships Radio Show. Yeah. Yeah, this is Mr. G. Master G, yeah. What's up? You're on with... You know what? That's an you know what about grooming habits taking on? You know what? That's a great point, caller. Not only the weight aspect, the grooming aspect start coming in. You know, not only women, they might not start shaving. They might have, you know, all the woolly mammoth and the muskrat going on down there too. But also men, you know, going on. They might not shave. They might not shower as often. Why do you think that? Why do you think? But why do you think she stopped taking care of herself, Carla? You know what? It might need a chainsaw. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, I just want to ask the caller, was it a problem prior to you getting married to her? Okay, then why did it become one after? Because what happened is you accepted her the way she is. Did you ever tell her? Did you ever tell her that you didn't like it? No. Okay. Okay. Okay, but marriage is for better or for worse. Marriage is better or for worse.
All depends, CJ. You haven't listened to the show that much.
I'm just saying, marriage is for better or for worse.
So why?
And you divorced her because she had hair on her legs?
No. she might have divorced him. Why? Okay, caller. Why do you think she didn't take care of herself? Were you pissing her off? Were you pissing her off that much? Maybe she started shaving for him, man. Did you ever offer to help her shave?
Okay, but she didn't agree to let you help her? Uh-huh. Oh, you're comparing women to a dog.
You know what? Bestiality, I think, is illegal in the state of Michigan, caller.
Come on. Well, we don't know. So, in other words, you would never get married again. Okay, caller. Okay. Okay.
The grooming issues that you're talking about. Maybe that was, oops, sorry, caller. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Maybe that was her way. Maybe there was something emotional, you know, emotional connection or disconnect going on, where that was her way of maybe keeping you away from her physically.
Oh, no, I don't want to say that, Greg.
I will.
I'm not going to say that. That's not necessarily true. Sorry, caller.
Yeah, but you said, caller, though, she wasn't that way before you got married. So because her mom was that, I would definitely call her out on it. You know, why you were shaving your legs, the grooming aspects were fine before we got married, and then you flipped the script on me. Maybe I should ask. You said you were married 25 years. That's a long time. How long into the marriage before she stopped shaving?
20 years?
That was a long time, man.
So you accepted it?
No, after 20 years is when she stopped shaving. Whoa.
So 5 additional years he accepted it. So she didn't. Well, apparently you got comfortable. Didn't we just talk about comfort
in
the relationship?
Yes, we did get comfortable.
You got comfortable.
That's
again,
a good point, caller.
Again, truly, had you tried counseling? Mm-hmm. Had you tried counseling with her prior? Yeah.
Well, you didn't come and see me. I'm good.
Right.
Well, I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, well, we appreciate it.
I'm very real. I appreciate the call, too. I don't know.
We don't know.
The hair ain't inside, man. Right. Oh, that might have been that might have been inappropriate there.
You have a good night, caller.
You have a good night. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Call in again. Thanks for listening to the Art of Relationships radio show. Make sure you check me out on the Art of Relationships show on Facebook and the Art of Relationships the Art of Relationships. Sorry about that. And we're here with CJ. What else comes to mind about people, men and women? I know everybody's focusing on women don't change and all this stuff, but it's also the men. I don't want to, I joke around and when I teach classes, I rip on women and all this stuff. I love women. But it's also, in fairness, men let themselves go too. I mentioned the grooming, the bare bellies kick in. And the last caller mentioned about, of course, we all might fluctuate in weight with age and all this stuff, but what kicks it up? Is it the emotional disconnect, laziness, whatever, that cause people to get complacent? And then maybe when the relationship's ending, all of a sudden they dial themselves up, both men and women, and maybe looking for their future wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. So it's almost like, oh no, I gotta look good again so I can attract somebody else. What's your thoughts, CJ?
I just think, again, it's about body image, and it's also about how they see themselves. It can be complacent, but I think it starts with number one, and it starts with self, regardless.
I agree.
How many comments you get, pet calls or whatever you want to call it that you men do to women.
They're called cat calls, aren't they?
That too. Dog calls, whatever they are. Anyway. I just think a lot of it comes from just self-image anyway. We get too comfortable. Bottom line.
So you're saying you're lazy. I get all this.
It can be emotional. I get all this,
but I'm still not hearing legitimate answers why maybe people aren't looking at taking care of this stuff while in a relationship. Why would their self-image and come from within the self, though, when a breakup or divorce papers are filed, why would it change then? How would that help their self-image then versus in the relationship, CJ?
New attitude, new relationship.
No, they're
new
hunting
body.
For they're hunting for new yeah, new they're hunting
body.
For a new body. They're hunting for a new body, right, CJ? Don't hand me that shit. They're hunting for
new
a new
man
body.
In the future. New body, new attitude.
Why can't they do that in the relationship?
Again, they got too comfortable in that relationship.
Okay, I get all that. I agree with that. But what can you do to maybe break that comfort factor where they can kick it up and make those improvements in a relationship?
Go to counseling.
Oh, God, that's an easy out. I agree, man. Come and see me. I agree.
Go to counseling.
Start a relationship in Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Sometime, right? Mount Clemens on Maine.
Yeah.
Sometime someone else can point something out to you that you don't see. And like I tell people, you look in the mirror is not a true reflection of who you really are. It takes other people to tell you who you are.
You've heard me in many classes before talk about other esteem. And I ask, has anybody heard of it? Everybody says they have not. And I agree. Mm-hmm. Self-esteem comes from within, not the others.
You can't go buy it at the store with a Louis Vuitton.
I agree.
Price tag.
So what's it going to happen? What can you do? And I got some tricks and stuff. I help couples, all the time. And there's always body image issues, especially when we age and everything. It's not always the women that have these issues. Men have, they're not happy. They gain weight. They're bigger. They don't think they're sexy and everything. And their wives find it.
Their penises don't work.
Say what?
Their penises don't work is a part of
that. What's
that
have to do with body
image? It's body image!
Well, we're talking about, we could talk about body image. Maybe they're not happy with themselves, right? And they don't like themselves, and it's caused erectile problems.
Yes.
Absolutely. I can see that in age and everything. But if you're looking at what's it take to bring up or increase self-worth, self-esteem, and what's it going to take to make those improvements ahead of time? And actually, if you work as a team, and I work, with even early ejaculation, erectile problems. I always keep it not as an isolated issue. I keep it as a team issue. And what would it take for couples to work on body image aspects as a team?
Tell that person you love them.
I agree.
But you got to tell yourself, I love me.
I agree.
If you can't look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you, you can't love nobody
else. I'm going to tell you, if there's body image issues, they don't love themselves. That's the issue, CJ.
But you don't need no one else to make you happy.
I agree.
They can be added to your happiness.
I agree.
But you got to be happy with yourself.
Oh, okay, CJ, we got another caller. Oh, my God, we're hopping tonight. Hey, welcome to the Art of Relationships Radio Show. You're on there with Greg Master G and special guest CJ. What's up? Hello, caller, are you there? Oh, we can barely hear you.
Turn your radio down.
You got to turn the radio. I think you're trying to listen to the show at the same time you're talking to us. So you might have to mute that or. There we go.
Thank you.
Hello,
caller.
Welcome to the show. Are you drunk?
That's my daughter. Yes.
Yeah. All complaining surrounding body image issues and why does it take men and women maybe to get more improved with body image and everything, maybe improve themselves, going to the gym, losing weight, all that stuff, whitened teeth, boob jobs. Why do they wait until after a breakup or maybe going through a divorce situation to make those changes? Why aren't they making those changes in the relationship? Ooh, we got somebody real on the line now. Now we got someone that's not.
Did your mother teach you that?
Now we got someone on the line that isn't into political bullshit, which I hate. I love it. So do you think it's revenge, or I'm looking for a new meat out there? Well, you said that's you right. Took me as far as you could take me. What about you taking yourself, caller? What's it have to do? Like CJ mentioned about it has to come from within, and I agree. A lot of things have to come from within. So what would it take for you to be in a relationship? Are you talking, you said you took me as far as you can. Are you talking about a checkbook, a Visa card, MasterCard?
Oh, no. She's not talking about that.
Okay. Ooh, I agree. Ooh. Why do you think? What do you think gets to that point, though? You know, where they get complacent, lazy, whatever you want to call it. You know what? In a way, I agree with you. What do you think would help that, though? The where they can work, we're like in a relationship or in a marriage. To me, you know, like I tell people all the time, and people listen to the show and clients and everything, it doesn't matter. What do I want to say? It doesn't matter to me if you're married, living together or not. It's about the same. But what do you think causes, though? What would it take to kick that up and do those self-improvements while you're in a relationship? Yes.
Yeah. Self-esteem. You go, caller.
So why? Tell me if you might not be attracted to him, right? So you're not going to kick any self improvement mechanisms up then or strategies up until you dump his ass. That's what you're saying. Whoa! You got a man
wait
back there.
Did you put say him on shut the phone. Up, Tony?
Put him on the phone. Yo, Tony, don't be shy.
Oh, come on, Tony, don't be shy.
Yo, Tony. Come on, welcome. Yeah. Oh God, Tony. You know what? You just lost your man card, bro.
Good evening, Tony. Good evening.
You lost your man
card. CJ and Greg on the line.
Yo, welcome to the Relationships Radio Show, man. Hey, we're talking about body image and stuff. Why do you think, you know, talking to, I don't know if it's your girlfriend, wife, whatever, and wondering why do people wait to improve, lose weight, boob jobs, whiten the teeth, whatever, you know, they get all fit and trim. Why do they wait until they just break up or go through a divorce? And why don't they do it while they're in a relationship, man? We're tied. That seems to be. So I agree. I think that's the consensus. People get lazy. Wise
can
man.
Of worms.
Wise man.
Can
so,
of worms.
So, Tony, we were not supposed to. We already heard your name on the line anyway. So what are you saying? Are you saying it'd be okay to say, yo, baby, you look like you're beefing up a little bit, man? Maybe what are you going to do about it? Would that be okay?
To her like that, of course.
Would that be okay? And that could be for. I got to hear this.
Greg, don't know anything about tech.
No, I don't. Tony. I agree.
That's right.
I'm saying, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
You got to keep it real. I agree,
that's
Tony.
Right.
I'm not, I'm all about, you know, men and women being treated honest and being equal and all this stuff. It's not.
No, Greg is not. Greg being
yo.
Down in the women.
I talked about that. But what I say, that's just a game. That's a play.
It is. It's a play.
But in real life, that ain't me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I agree. It should be equal for the men and women. And women should be able to tell their guy, you know what, man, you got a belly going on, whatever. You know, I'd like you to try to do something
Turn
about
something
it.
Down.
Women are very smooth, and they say, you know, instead of, you know what, you're gaining weight and all this stuff, they come out. They come at you as, you know what, hon? Man, I love you. I want you around forever. I'm worried about your health. Instead of coming out and say, you know what? You look fat. Right, Tony? Women are smooth about that.
Yes. That's right.
Sweet.
Positive.
That's now, what if she says, what? Are you saying I'm fat? Then what?
Like,
I know, and most women,
I just need
a gym partner. You know, Tony, women would go there.
I just need a gym partner. Yes. That's right.
Oh, wait, yo, now you're contradicting yours. You were going so smooth, Tony, and then you just flipped it up.
Well, he's sitting next to a woman.
I know, yeah. Tony's looking at getting a little something
no,
tonight.
No, I don't want to hear that. Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you.
We appreciate your insights,
man.
Thanks so much talking to Art of Relationships.
All right.
Appreciate it. This is the Art of Relationships radio show. Thanks again, guys, for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah, you too. Have a good night, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You know what? We got some insights, so we got a little bit of political correctness going on.
That caller said revenge.
Yeah, he's got a radio voice, too. Smooth voice on him.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of political correctness in his voice. I think he didn't want to get swatted by his lady sitting next to him.
Yeah.
The big thing is, I always help, you know, couples. Everybody, you start, and I think, the caller mentioned about taking each other for granted is huge. And I think the complacency is huge. My goal is trying to get couples happy, not only within themselves. And I always promote about strengthening the individual at the same time with the relationship. I think it needs to happen.
That's
passion, desire keeps going up. And when body image comes up, you're right, CJ. You mentioned, you know, numerous times tonight that it doesn't matter what your significant other tells you.
That's right.
You might not believe it. It's got to come
from
within.
And so, you have to believe it when you tell yourself
absolutely.
That.
Mm-hmm. So what do you try to do or tell your friends or the women, men out there that you know to be real with themselves and to be able to tell them that to reach those improvements and kick the complacency, since you're an upcoming therapist and all this,
well,
you got to practice on this.
Oh, yeah, I'm practicing. Well, what I usually tell them is to practice self-acceptance. Because if you can't accept yourself, who's going to accept you? So I always tell them, believe in yourself. Believe what is real about you. So what? You're a size 18 and you used to be a 12. Only person can do something about that is you. But you have to believe in you. Nobody else matters.
That's
at
great,
that time.
Great philosophy, CJ. And a lot of times it's very hard, you know, even working with, you know, clients and everything, trying to get that promoted in them.
Yeah.
And you're being real, you're being genuine, but whatever it is inside of them, they have this self-defeating aspect, if you will, that, you know, no matter what I try and it's no use, and it's almost, they don't even want to try because they feel like they fail and it's no use anyways. And that's clinically, you know, in my office, it's very difficult to do, but trying to get them real and get them where they want to go is a starting point. You know, it's okay if you don't like yourself. Now, where can we get you so you do like yourself and you're okay with yourself?
I think choosing the correct words to describe yourself is a starting point. Describe you to me.
Let me hear some insights on that, CJ.
Well, use the words like important. I matter.
Awesome.
Okay.
I agree.
Those are a few. Yeah. If you tell yourself that, and I tell people all the time, you matter. Don't let nobody tell you any different.
Sweet. Very cool.
So definitely use positive wording when you talk about yourself.
I agree. And I taught one key thing I mentioned. I have so much passion about this that I ask, you know, you deserve to be loved, man. And it starts with loving yourself. You deserve to set boundaries for yourself. And this is, you know, some women and guys, too, believe it or not, in abusive relationships, they think, you know what, I'm too big, I'm too large, I'm too ugly, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, too, you know, in the black community, as you know, I might be too dark, I might be too light. Let's face it. Me, you know, being too short, too tall.
Lord knows.
But I'm still smoking hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My personality.
Mr. G. Woo!
But you look at, you know, those aspects, and it's got to come from within yourself. And one thing is that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved and desired and cared for. And that needs to start in the boundaries. Got to be there for yourself.
That's right. And I think leaving, you know, tonight on a more positive note, again, practice those positive words when you talk about yourself. Give some positive words. I'm important today. I matter today. I'm cute today. I'm attractive today.
And awesome insights.
Yes, Greg. And you're tall today.
And I'm tall today. Don't bullshit me, CJ. We both know I'm short.
He is.
But I got it going on, man.
Yes.
No. I want to thank everybody for listening again, all the support and everything that you give the Art of Relationships radio show and all the positive support you give me on Facebook, too. Please tell your friends, family, everybody listening every Sunday and Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, we gained an hour, and it feels like it's freaking 10, 11 o'clock, and it's coming up on 9. I want to thank CJ very much
for joining me.
Oh, anytime. She'll be back and coming back up, and we'll have a few more special guests coming up in the future, too. Yes. Everybody, peace out. Much love. As a trip over my tongue a little bit.
Good night,
CJ.
Good night to the listeners.
Everybody,
thank you for having me.
Have a good night, people. We'll see you on Hump Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right now at LL Flooring, the sales tax is on us. Save on a gorgeous new floor, and we'll cover the sales tax on top of our already low prices. Get Spring Black Friday savings up to 15% off more than 200 styles of hardwood, waterproof vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our Virginia stores until Tuesday, March 22nd. Visit llflooring.com for details. Valid in Virginia and only at LL Flooring. From inspiration to installation, find the floor you'll love.